Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your creator's commentary track to all the content I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 125, and the title is Change of Address. The note reads, Live in Wonder, Live in Possibility. Here's the story behind the sticky. Have you ever heard of Boring Oregon? How about dull Scotland? A place called Accident, Maryland seems like a name you'd have to choose on purpose, no? And in the UK, there is an Essex parish called Ugly, which seems a bit rude, but then I discovered the city of Rude is actually located in Sweden. I'm sure the cities themselves are all very nice, but their names don't seem to be ones that I would feel very excited about giving out as the address of my hometown. If you're going to choose a place to live, why not pick What Cheer, Iowa? Or how about Friendship, Maine? And I would certainly choose Happy Corner, New Hampshire, over living in Hell for Certain, Kentucky. While you may not always get to choose the town you physically live in because of things like where your parents raised you or where your job takes you, you can choose where you live mentally and emotionally. Eric Saperstein is an award-winning filmmaker and an inspirational speaker that I had the opportunity to hear when we were both presenting at a broadcasters conference in Hawaii. Eric is the author of a book titled Live in Wonder, and I think that's an excellent place to call home. Incidentally, there are actually cities named Wonder in Kentucky and Oregon. A place I strive to live inside my head is in possibility. Living in possibility means you're open and willing to explore new ideas and their potential. Living in possibility means everyone is welcome because you never know what possibilities and opportunities they will bring with them. You'll also find opportunity on city maps for Montana, Nebraska, and Washington. Allow your entire being to live in possibility. Let your heart and mind and imagination and attitude take up residence in this positive and possible place. As a final note, I did several searches but could not find a real city named Possibility. So until someone can correct the situation, or at least correct me and enlighten me where one of these cities may already exist, we will have to choose to live in possibility spiritually until we can find a way to live there physically. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. You'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's custom created yellow post-it note that I draw by hand using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow post-it note before I publish it on the website. Your email will also include a link to the complimentary audio track that goes with each sticky note that I create this year, where you get to hear me elaborate on some of the concepts behind the note that I shared, as well as getting the story behind the sticky, like the one I just shared with you today in this episode. And speaking of episodes, I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.